Once again, just a reminder, please leave some space in between your transmissions. At least give it a good 3 count before you start to transmit, or at least let the repeater drop completely before you transmit, just so you have a chance for other people to get in there. And another thing is, I just wanted to offer a little bit of advice. You know, it's all great talking about all these big things and new radios, and I'm glad for you that you're getting such a nice radio and everything. But you gotta kind of take this hobby in steps. And you guys are talking about step 437. And you need to concentrate on step number 1 and 2 first. Step number 1 and 2 are basically the same thing. And that's antenna, antenna. It doesn't matter what kind of radio you have. If you don't have an antenna that's going to reach these repeaters, you're throwing money out the window. So my suggestion would be is concentrate on your antenna setups with your cheaper radios. And when you can hit every repeater full quieting with your cheaper radio, then you know you're there. And then you get a little more radio. Now I know it is a little easier to hit the repeaters with more power and everything, but I'm telling you, if you can get an antenna set up to work with these cheaper little radios, when you get those new radios, it's going to be so much more worth it. I promise you that. KF8 BLX.
Yeah, thanks for the advice. I'm gonna go 7-3 for a moment, since I'm gonna go 7-3 for a little while, because I just honestly wanna go chill for a little bit. But yeah, 7-3 from KFY KFA-2N, I'm gonna go 7-3. 7-3 to you, be clear on your final.